This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Museum of the Future. If everyone steps this way, on the right, you're going to see what we called a podcast in the 2000s. Any questions about that?
What's a podcast?
What's a podcast?
A podcast was several people standing around a microphone and screaming their thoughts and opinions and trying to be funny.
All right, college, don't talk down to me.
Tell me something. Were there any podcasts about movies or true crime?
Yes, that was actually the majority of podcasts were about true crime and movies. And eventually in 2034, they melded into true crime movies.
Oh, hey, tell me this, college boy. Did Michelle Obama ever have a podcast? Boy, oh boy, I like that Michelle Obama.
Yes, she actually did. I'm not going to promote it here because this is a museum tour, but I'm sure if you look around, you would find it.
You're wearing a Michelle Obama podcast t-shirt, though.
Well, they always say, do, don't tell.
Tell me something, college boy.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You keep saying, tell me something. I'm sorry to ask this. Are you Lady Gaga from the past?
Tell me something, college boy.
Exactly. Will you tell me something? Were there any podcasts about what are those things that got banned a few years ago? Riddles?
Okay. Security, I have an issue here. Security.
Okay, what's your issue?
Sorry, folks, if you don't mind standing right there on that X over there.
It's just me, the security officer.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay.
My husband's
a security officer here.
What's the matter, college boy? You don't think rednecks could be security officers?
No,
Tell me something, boy. When I stand on that X, are you going to pull a lever and then I go down into a dungeon?
Someone stood on an X before. I'm Baron Adel Rafi.
I'm college boy.
And I'm standing on my ex.
And we are a riddle podcast from the past. We're Hey Riddle Riddle.
And the premise of the show is every week we do an intro, and it's a little bit different every week, and we're still finding it, and it's coming together.
Finding our footing.
And then we do a bunch of riddles, and by a bunch, I mean maybe four. We really try to get four in there. And it's episode like 107 or something like that. So we're really trying to stretch.
We're still
these
finding
out
our footing, but we're like 80 years in. So
I have my footing, and I'm standing on my ex. That's where my footing. I really found my footing.
Ooh, which ex?
All of them.
You know, it's going to be a good episode when we find a t-shirt idea in the first 2 minutes.
How are you guys? What's the news?
Well, I actually want the news, not the weather, Aaron. So.
Okay, I'll stop spitting.
Stop the spitting over this Zoom. The news. What is in the news today? Well, today's kind of a big day for me, kind of. I say it's kind of a big day because I don't really find importance in many days, but it's August 5th. By the way, welcome to August. So welcome to August, everyone. But would anyone like to guess what today is my anniversary of?
Soberversary.
Aaron, you got it in one. It's my soberversity.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm 7 years today.
Lucky seven.
I forgot about that until I looked at my calendar and I was like, hey, I did put this in here because I always forget about it. I put important anniversaries and important dates in my calendar because otherwise they will go right by and I will not think about them.
That congratulations on 7 years and of your sobriety, and know that in 14 more years, your sobriety can drink.
I cannot wait.
It'll be 21 also, years.
It's also
oh my gosh.
7 years bad luck every time you walk underneath a ladder. And the last time I walked under a ladder, I was blackout drunk 7 years ago today. So my bad luck is officially over, and I'm really I'm excited to start my my life of good luck and good memories.
That's only true if the ladder is also drunk. You both have to be drunk.
If the ladder or the ladder? L-A-D-D-E-R, L-A-T-E-R?
I said what I said.
And Phantom I meant what I meant. Also, in other big news for me, I am playing a video game. Not right now. Right now, I'm super focused on this podcast. I am playing a couple of.
What's that controller?
We can see it in your glasses that you're fully playing a video game.
You both immediately had like, no, you're playing a video game right now. But I'm playing a game called Outer Wilds. Fantastic.
I've heard about that. It's good.
It's so fun. It's so fun. It's like very immersive. You're in space. There's no combat. You're solving puzzles. It's like mystery. And it's not like traditional puzzles. It's like you're getting more information about the game as you go. Oh,
well, how many JPCs would you give it?
Well, the JPC ranking is really for food. So I'll have to come up with an equally upsetting ranking with JPCs for video games. And I say I'll give it 71 JPCs, which is the highest video game score I've ever given a game.
Whoa.
And is it rated JPC? What am I trying to do here? JPG.
Take all the time you need, Adel.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
something. There's a joke in there somewhere.
This could be.
Adel's licking his pen and getting ready to figure it out.
Okay, carry the one. Okay.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Would be very good merch for us if we started selling men's underwear.
Started JBC. We've been selling men's underwear this whole time.
I do every T-shirt that we buy that we make. I do that as underwear. I the neck hole's a poop hole and the arm hole's a neck hole.
Stop it.
Neck hole's a poop hole.
JBC, how many JBCs would you give sobriety?
Oh, I honestly, I was thinking about this earlier because we've been in lockdown now for 6 years, and I was thinking about like how much I am grateful that I don't have like booze or like alcohol in lockdown, because I feel like there would be a time in my life where I would have, that would be like a destructive trigger for me, where the thing that I would do that day would be like, I'll just get drunk today, and then that will pass the time. So I'm glad that has not been an option for me. And if that, what I'm describing sounds at all, listener, like your life, you can go to church.
And the best chicken in Chicago?
Yeah. I'm sorry. You think churches, a chain chicken place, is the best chicken in Chicago?
Well, for the purpose of my joke, sure.
Okay, well, I mean, we got to go to Roost, my friend. Roost has a vegan sandwich, vegetarian sandwich, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going to listen to you about your fucking chicken recommendations, asshole.
Speaking of chickens, Adel, what's the news?
It's 11 o'clock. Bok, 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 bok.
Bok, 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 bok.
I don't know if I have any news on my end. Scanning systems. No news on my end. Aaron, any news with you?
Not really. I rewatched a show I loved a lot growing up, and it's my official favorite thing I've watched during quarantine.
And that movie is?
It's a show.
It's a TV show. It was on.
You rewatched the whole thing?
Well, it is only 6 episodes, and it's like hour-long episodes each. It's a PBS show, now stay with me, from
Luther?
2002.
Oh.
Please don't go. And it
PBS,
is,
Peanut Butter School?
No. Yep. Just because you failed out of Peanut Butter School doesn't mean it's not valid.
Hey, Aaron, I told you don't bring it up on the show. There are several lines that I have that you cannot cross.
I heard
fine,
you got,
fine, we'll go there.
I heard you got pulled out of Peanut Butter School because your mom is choosy.
Fine, we're going to talk about my peanut butter school. Let's talk about Adel's toe surgery. I've never heard of someone having a big toe that was too big.
And then he got 4 extra toes. I'm sorry. We're just airing all of our dirty laundry.
But then I sold that script to the Farrelly brothers, and it's going to be a movie.
Wow, our brains are moving fast today. Is everyone caffeinated? What's going on?
What's the show, Aaron?
It is a PBS show from 2002. It is sort of reality TV before reality TV, okay. And it's called Frontier House. And it is, I'm sure some of you watched it growing up. It is a 6-part special. It is better and more dramatic and more batshit insane than any reality TV show I've ever seen. So it's three families who go and live like it's 1870 or whatever, like they're living on the frontier in Montana for 4 months. Three separate families. They live 10 minutes apart for 4 months, and they live like it's the 1800s. And two of the families end up absolutely hating each other.
Like a Hatfields McCoys?
It's a full Hatfields McCoys. It is, you guys, you will cry laughing. You will cry, and you will like recommend it to everyone you know. And I also think that PBS ended up having some like legal issues with the people who were on the show, so it's really hard to find. So we watched it like shitty YouTube quality videos of it because we were so addicted to it. But you can order the DVD online, and I can't recommend it enough.
Aaron, sorry to blow your mind, but speaking of amazing bad TV that maybe had legal issues, you need to search down a TV show called Kid Nation. Which
oh my
is
God,
maybe,
yes, Kid Nation. Oh, I'm glad you
brought
this
up. Maybe the best reality show of all time, which is they take like 40 kids who are 15 years or younger, they put them in the Wild West in a ghost town, and they make them run the ghost town and compete for giant nuggets of gold. And it's the most incredible thing that's ever been dedicated to film I've ever seen in my life.
What year was this?
This was probably 2004 or something. That may not be right, but it is unbelievable. And like one of the kids has to like do all the cooking, and one of the kids has to like wrangle the sheep and kill chickens.
It's a 10 out of 10, and they never did it again. Well, it's so funny because there are kids like in two of the families on Frontier House, and then there's a newlywed couple who they're the most charming, dreamiest people in the world. He is a dreamboat, but the kids in the family are like super interesting, and one gets super attached to a pig that they call Jojo Pumpkin, and then they have to kill the pig. And then one of the couples get a divorce right after the show. They get a divorce right after the show. You guys, I can't recommend this enough. Do I need to send the DVDs to your houses?
Send me the link or the DVDs, please. I would love to do it
for a review crew.
Please.
I know it's not a mystery, but I'm telling you, it is heaven.
I love reality TV. And the new season of Big Brother is about to start or has already started, depending on when this comes out. So I'm very excited.
August 5th.
JPC, you are in charge of this episode. Anything you want to get started with?
Nope. I am in charge, but I don't want to get started with anything.
Okay, Jojo Pumpkin, what's next?
Okay, so I have been combing the bottom of the barrel, and by the bottom of the barrel, I do mean the bottom, because this is an email that we got in August of 2018. Almost, it's August 15th, so 10 days away from the 2-year anniversary of Travis sending us this email. Isn't
Travis
that fun
does
for
not
Travis?
Listen anymore.
And sorry, Travis, JPC, I had to do a quick dead stop. So when you get to the bottom of the barrel, instead of scraping it, you comb it?
It's a barrel of pomade.
Oh, okay. No further questions, John.
It's a barrel of hair.
What could be more fun than a barrel of hair?
It's like an Emperor's New Clothes, but with like a wine cask where it's just a barrel of hair.
I think barrel of hair is the new kids. You know, remember Mr. Bucket? The Mr. Bucket?
Mr. Bucket.
The box go into my mouth. That should be the new Mr. Bucket is barrel of hair.
Oh, hey, kids,
it's barrel of hair.
I don't think it was balls go into my mouth, but
sure it was. The way I played.
Okay, so Travis says, "Hey, OMP, Old Man Puzzles, JPC. Here are some of my favorite riddies and puzzies for you." And then he said that. I'll say that they said that most of these could probably be warm ups. And it's coincidental because the word barrel isn't one of these. I think that we've done two of the three of these before, but just because we have, we'll go through them very quickly.
We'll still get them wrong.
What do you put in a barrel to make the barrel lighter?
Put helium.
No, the answer is hair, but it has to be very blonde hair.
Well, it's still a four-letter word that starts with H. It is hole.
It is a hole. Okay, how far can you walk into a forest?
Halfway.
And
this one.
And then you realize he's running.
And this is the one that I don't think we've done before. But 30 white horses on a red hill. First they clamp, then they stamp, then they stand still. What are we talking about?
I never know.
30 white horses on a hill? Is this
red
the
hill?
Government?
Red Hill. Oh. What's that?
Is this the government, Capitol Hill?
Hell yeah, Adel, you horses? Got them. Skewered them. Let's list those 30 white horses right now. We've got...
Eugene O'Neill.
No, it is not government. That is a good guess, maybe.
Can you read it again?
30 white horses on a red hill. First they clamp, then they stamp, then they stand still.
30 white horses.
The horses aren't real.
The horses are a metaphor.
Okay, white horses
is
what
like
you call
carousel.
Heroin.
No. What'd you say? Okay.
Said
heroin?
White horse is what you call heroin.
I think it's, I think you do call heroin horse.
And how would you know that, mister?
Oh, did I tell you guys the, oh man, I don't know if, maybe I shouldn't tell this. Actually, I shouldn't tell this story.
Okay.
But can we keep this part in? Because I think that's important for listeners to hear you not tell a terrible story.
It is about heroin, and it is not my story, and it's a story from a person that I like. So I won't tell a heroin story on the podcast because I think it would be a little too harrowing.
Excellent.
30 white horses on a red hill. You take one down, pass it around. Glue. Is it something to do with glue?
Well, I will say that it is not. The story removing all of the details, and this is why I knew that this is when I found out that horse was a name for heroin, was a family member of mine caught someone doing heroin at their house, and the person's response was, "What? It's just a little horse."
That's called a pony.
That's called a Shetland pony.
A little heroin is called a mini horse.
Okay, what could the Red Hill be? Adel, what are you thinking about?
Red Hill makes me think of like a pimple.
No, but you're on the right track with like body.
Oh, are the white horses maybe like teeth?
Yes, Aaron. Oh. They not only are they maybe teeth, but 30 white horses are in fact teeth. They clamp, they stamp, and then they stand still. I love that one, Travis. I think we had maybe done or heard the first two before, but I don't know that I heard that one. So thank you so much, Travis.
I would like to see a scene.
Oh, also Travis is loving the podcast. So
thanks,
I would love Travis, if you're still listening, I'd love you to check in and just let us know after about 100 episodes. What are your thoughts?
How are
you still loving it?
JPC, you're an orthodontist. Adel, you are a kid and JPC is tightening your braces. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, so okay. Like I was saying, you know, Mr. Wilson's been pretty rough on us in chemistry, but I still passed, so that's been good.
Hey, you know, chemistry is important. I would not be in the chair that I'm in if it wasn't for a little O chemistry in high school. Kind of got my whole brain ticking in the sciences. I'm going to keep tightening these, and then you just tell me if they're getting too tight, okay?
Okay, yeah, sounds good. You know, I like to, me and my family, we like to call our teeth different animals just because that's fun. It makes them more fun.
Oh, is that fun?
Yeah, I call my teeth doggies. I got 30 little doggies.
Hmm.
And their tails is wagging.
Their tails is wagging?
Yeah. Too tight, too tight.
Okay, I was so sorry. I was getting distracted. What do you mean their tails are wagging?
Just means I need to brush them.
Okay. Excuse me, Dr. Wilson. Can I just see you over here for 1 second?
Yes.
Okay, so I was going through the paperwork. That is not a 13-year-old boy. Okay?
I'm sorry?
That is a 45-year-old man. Have you ever seen the movie The Orphan?
Yes.
It's one of those situations. I've called
Dr. McGuire, this has happened to me again?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, and we'll either laugh or cry about this later, but you got to keep him in the chair, okay?
Can we hurry things up? I'm double parked.
Okay, can we not call the police? I feel like this is probably not a situation that it's appropriate for the police.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah, maybe like a social worker or something.
All right, I'm on it.
Great. Okay, so your little doggies are wagging,
You caught me petting my dogs. That's what I call it when I shove my hand in my mouth.
Okay, well, don't do that anymore. Your hand's filthy, and it's... what is that, mud?
Can I see a picture of your uncles?
Yeah, let me get my billfold.
Pull it out. Oh, slower. Pull it out slower.
Nah, it's already out. I can't pull it out slower when it's already out. Wait a second. Why do you want to see a picture of my uncles?
No,
you're a little kid, aren't you?
Define little. Define kid.
No, define I'll pass on both of those. See, 45-year-old in a chair.
Taking chemistry class as a man.
Okay, so this next one comes to us from Fabian. Fabian? 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 Fabian?
Fabian? Fabian? Fabian?
Probably. It's probably Fabian. Love the podcast. Thought it'd help generate some content. And they said they have a lot more riddles. So this was sent in 2018, August 16th. So maybe they have sent us more riddles since then. Who knows?
If you have more riddles, you are legally required to send them to us.
Fabian does a great job because they give their riddles some titles as well. I love titles on riddles.
So read them like they're bedtime stories, please.
Titles? Tittles?
All right, Addo, let's get cozy. Addo, okay, I'm going to put my pajamas on.
Okay, preheat the oven to 450. I would say I grab cookies, but that's not realistic. Of course, you have to bake cookies before you eat them, so I'll preheat the oven.
Don't
let me forget that the oven is on.
I've already forgotten.
Because in about 10 minutes, I need to put the cookies in, and in about 30 minutes, we'll take them out. That might be after the episode is done, but don't let me forget.
I've already forgotten. Can't
stress this enough. Okay, we're ready? And we're in bed.
And we're all cozy. And we're all
okay.
Okay, and if you wanted me to listen to anything that you were saying in the last 2 minutes, completely zoned out. This story is called Fatally Wise. Kevin had to die because he became more intelligent. Why?
Kevin was he a robot?
Oh yeah, I love that. He got some he awakened into consciousness, and then when he developed empathy and a personality and passed the Turing test, we put him to death. I just played Detroit Becomes Human, which is that in a game, and it had some troubling messaging in that game, but overall it looked fine.
Kevin, what was it? Kevin had to die because he became too smart.
Kevin had to die because he became more intelligent. And there's a difference between intelligence and smart.
None of us have to worry about this.
No, we don't. We should be okay about this. And I don't think that any of us are going to have to die.
Adel, hypothetically, if you had a robot butler who got too smart, would you kill it?
Oh, boy. I think I would become its butler and learn from it.
Yeah, you immediately could become the beta to something that becomes more powerful than you. You really just immediately lock into where you think you belong.
I become the sub to his dom. We sleep together. We have a good time.
And I don't know. I guess I don't know much about the IQ scale, but I think that the IQ scale has been proven to be kind of racist and classist. And I don't think that it's truly a measure of people's intelligence.
Don't tell anyone with a high IQ that. They'll hate it.
True. But, I'll be fully transparent here. I do not know what the IQ scale is. I don't know what is a number that's good. So what I'm going to say is I'm going to do on the count of three, I want you guys to tell me what you think your IQ is. Having done no research on what a good IQ number is.
Perfect.
Okay?
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3.
100%.
100.
I was going to say 100.
Do you think that's why we like each other, is we all have the exact same IQ?
Holy shit. You guys, our stupidity finally synced up.
All right, guys, our homework now is we have to take an IQ test.
I don't think 100 is good. I think 100 is bad, but maybe it's good. I have no idea what the IQ scale or what the average IQ is. But anyway,
I'm pretty dumb, but for 1 week a month, I'm Mensa straight.
God.
So I'm pretty smart.
He finally he worked out a joke. He's been scribbling on the paper like a madman.
He's dumb, but the guy gets jokes. The guy knows jokes. I'm going to give you
I'm a janitor who comes into podcasts. And
you really do have that vibe.
I leave jokes on the board, and they're like, who did this?
That fucking rules. Okay, so I'll just give you the answer to this one. It's an absolute bummer, I will say. But the answer is, in the state of Virginia, in the USA, mm-hmm. I think that this person may not be from the USA. Maybe they are. Who knows? But Virginia, USA. David was sentenced to death for murder. However, the state could not execute him because his IQ was only 59. During his long stay in prison, he read and studied to pass the time. As a result, his IQ increased to 70, which was high enough to complete his execution. I did not do any research to see if that is true. But it sounds like that is a true, maybe fucked up law in Virginia.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna say this is the worst riddle we've ever read.
But that's not your fault, Fabian. You did good. Thank you for sending them. This next one I like a little better. This next story is called The Beetle. A man lies with a beetle and an instruction manual on his chest.
I gotta see a scene. So sorry.
Thank you for apologizing.
I have to see a scene. JPC, you are on a date with Ringo. Things go well. So we cut to later that night. You are on back at Ringo's house, and we pick up from there.
Gotcha.
Could I get you a drink? Don't, Adel. Adel.
Yeah, I'd love it. I'd love a drink. I'd love whatever you're having. What are you having?
Let's see. I'm having some wine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have wine. I'll have red.
Is everything okay in here? Did my butler help you out?
No.
Oh my God. Barney Flintstone?
I'm hungry.
You know Barney Flintstone? Ringo, wow, it's so nice to meet you.
He's one of my friends. Get high with a little help from my friend. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friend.
Oh my God, I love that song. That's so funny. That's great. Yeah, I love some wine.
I'm in the Beatles. Did you know that I... Did you know... I gotta get back to it. Adel, do it.
No, Ringo, take your time.
Ringo, octopus is golden.
Yes, an octopus is golden and yellow submarine.
So you think you're still in the Beatles?
That I was born. We never broke up. A fun fact about the Beatles, we never broke up.
Yeah, but half of you are deceased.
That's not true. I talk to George Harrison every day.
Well, no, he's the half... He's the half that's... Well, okay.
Then who's that man I'm talking to?
Scene.
You guys, I was gonna find it.
It was almost vampire at first.
I know it.
Boy, I'm Ringo. Boy.
It's me, Ringo Starr.
In the town that I was born.
I want to suck your drums.
All right.
That's gonna be... Hold on. That's my new catchphrase. I want to suck your drums?
Your new catchphrase?
That's my new catchphrase.
I like it.
Honestly, it's way better than your old catchphrase.
Can I just say, speaking of, I just did some quick math. Drumsticks are the perfect vampire steak.
I'm sorry?
If you want to kill a vampire, a drumstick is right there. You know,
I thought you meant the ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah, those are good, too.
Let's see.
They're pointy. They're pointy at the bottom.
Yeah, you could kill a vampire with one of those ice creams. If I had to kill a vampire with an instrument, yeah, I guess I'd pick that.
Pick drums.
Like wooden stick. What else?
Yeah, wooden stick.
A theremin.
I don't... I guess I don't know what...
A recorder made of wood?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess drumsticks would probably be the ideal weapon to fight a vampire with. So if you're a movie about a band being attacked by a vampire, take note.
Please send us $20 for that idea.
Listeners, please tweet at us and let us know what you would want to kill a vampire with. Could be anything at all. Hashtag, I want to suck your drums.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag, I want to suck your drums, and let us know how you'd kill a vampire. The Beetle.
Yes.
A dead man lies with a beetle and an instruction manual on his chest. What has happened?
He got hit by a beetle man. Car.
Oh, yeah. He was working on the undercarriage of a Volkswagen, and it fell on him.
Yes. The original riddle says repair guide, but I was like, I think maybe repair guide gives it away because, like, what do you repair? You repair cars. Yes, you got it right. You both got it right. Congratulations. You're both the smartest children in all of the podcast.
I would like to see a scene. Adel, you are JPC's dad, and you are teaching him how to fix a car. But I don't want there to be any helpful, real information about cars in this. Just make every single part of a car up. Thank you so much.
Hey, son. Just so you know, I'm your dad, and I only want to be with you.
Thanks, Hoot. I don't know what it is. It's just maybe it's the starter, but it just won't turn. So
okay, the starter. Of course, do you remember when I gave you a starter jacket for the Indiana Pacers?
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember Reggie Miller? Swish.
Yeah. Anyway, it's I know it's not the alternator because just got that replaced like 4 months ago. So that's
remember Alternative Rock?
Remember?
Sure, yeah. Like, what's an example of, I guess, alternative
Soundgarden?
Soundgarden,
maybe that's
yeah.
grunge, but...
Yeah, it's more grungy. Hoobastank?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I remember. What I don't remember is how long starters are supposed to laugh. Now the other thing it could be is it could be the cylinder, and because it's a manual, obviously, so I know that you have to replace those every once in a while.
Isn't there a Christmas song, something Emmanuel?
I don't know, Dad.
Something Emmanuel?
Yeah, I guess maybe that's a Christmas song.
It's... Oh, Emmanuel? Have you tried kissing the tailpipe?
No, I haven't tried that. You know, that's where like exhaust comes out of, right? The tailpipe.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about this. Remember Herbie Fully Loaded?
Yeah.
What if this car is alive?
Okay. Do you remember Herbie Fully Loaded?
No, but I think it was about a car that was alive. And it had a gun.
Are my rear view mirrors burning? You're finally talking about me.
It's alive.
Beep, beep.
Dad,
oh, what's your name?
Car.
Car okay, who?
Car. Vroom, vroom.
Car, can you tell us what's wrong with you and why
yeah,
you won't start?
Well, there is some peanut butter in my blendy cylinder. And then if you put...
my son went to peanut butter college.
Oh, well, excellent. You should be able to fix this right up. And then
I dropped out of peanut butter college, Dad.
Oh.
This is so embarrassing, but yeah, they...
Because what you're doing with the dog?
Yeah, it was what I was doing with the dogs. I got all D's and then one O, G, dropped his ass out of college. That's what we call doing the dog.
Oh. Well, then I'm afraid I have to take this car away from you, because this car was a celebratory gift for you graduating, so here's a gun. I want you to
don't take him away from me. We kiss.
What?
He kisses my exhaust pipe.
Okay.
What?
No, what? I do. I kiss the exhaust pipe. Car and I are actually in love. And Car and I dropped out of peanut butter college so Car and I could run away together. What do you think about that, Dad? And I'm not asking for your fucking approval. I'm just telling you how it is.
Can I just say that I'm in love with my car because I dropped out of peanut butter college is the most normal sentence I've heard all day.
We're expecting.
I got my car pregnant by kissing the tailpipe.
Do cars give birth to motorcycles? Leave your answer in the comments.
The last one is, the title is The Call. Although she never said a word, Susie was finally able to sleep after a phone call.
Although she never said a word.
Yeah. She never said a word, but she was finally able to get some sleep after a phone call.
But did she like hear from her kid saying that like they're safe or something?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, like they broke curfew and she's waiting up all night, and then they call her to be like, I'm at Todd's house.
Is she does she deliver babies?
No.
That's UPS.
And it's not babies, it's just...
It's UPS. That's FedEx.
I think I know this one because I think we've had it before. Okay, should I say the answer?
Yeah, please.
I think that she's at a hotel and her neighbor is sleeping and snoring, and so she calls their room to wake them up so they stop snoring.
It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. Correct. Susie is in a hotel, and then once she wakes them up with the phone, she's able to get to sleep. Now, how about that?
Do you like answers? JPC, answer me. Do you like answers?
Yeah, I love them.
How do you like them answers?
Whoa!
Shit, that's my phone number. Look away.
1-415.
I memorized it. You're getting a phone call.
Oh no!
You're getting a fucking phone call. Speaking of phone calls, it's time for all of us to call and check in on our probation officers from Riddle Court. We've been multiple times and we've never paid a fine. So we're gonna go call our Riddle Court appointed probation officers, and we'll see you after this quick commercial break. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need
Claritin. Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin, Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
Oh, okay. Well, that was interesting. How did everybody's calls go?
Mine didn't go great.
Yeah, I accidentally called my masturbation officer.
Oh, okay. My guy's really nice. He did make me puzz into a cup, though.
Did anything, any traces or anything show up?
No. Technically, I kicked the horse on my way in today. So it was a police horse and it was loitering, but I gave it a good kick to the shoes.
There you go.
I said, kick rocks, horse.
You're the most consistent person I've ever met.
Sure.
You're the most consistently insane person I've ever met.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
I bomb to suck your drums.
Insanities. Repeating the same sentence. Okay, cool. So we're going back to this book that we haven't been to in a minute, but it is this medieval puzzle book.
Oh, fun!
I think we enjoyed the puzzles when they were in this book. We didn't. They were bad. We didn't like them.
If memory serves me, I actually did a pretty good job on these.
Yeah. These were some like mathy puzzles, and Adel refused to do them. So
yeah, the minute I graduated college, I refused to do math. So you can't make me, you can't force me to.
And I did go through and I selectively removed all of the math problems so that we wouldn't do any more math riddles out of this book. But since Adel just ran his fucking mouth at the beginning of the podcast, I'll throw one back in.
Yay!
You know what? You know how against math I am? I won't even listen to Sum 41.
But you love Blink 182.
Love Blink 182.
That's because you don't have to see it. You're blinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how blinking works.
I don't know. My IQ is 100.
All right. Someone has to tell us if that's a good IQ. This one, the title is Equity.
Ooh, I love that's where the kid gets naked and pokes out his horse's eyes.
Yes.
That's where you see Daniel Radcliffe naked on stage.
Harry Potter and the Full Monty. The number 4 has fascinated theologians for centuries. Several cultures consider the number 4 to be extremely unlucky because their name for the number is very similar to the word for death. It is a curious mathematical oddity that 2 plus 2 equals 2 times 2 equals 4. So 2 plus 2 is 4 and 2 times 2 is 4. 4 is the only number that can be obtained by adding a number to itself and also by multiplying the same number by itself. 4 is the only one. However, there are many pairs of different numbers that can be both added and multiplied together to give the same answer. Can you find the pair? So this is a pair of different numbers that both adds to and multiplies to 4.5.
Okay, this sucks. I do want to say
4.5?
4.5.
I do want to say
two and multiplies two. Okay.
I do want to say while you were reading this, I came up with something pretty cool, which is if you take a four and turn it upside down, my man, you got yourself a chair.
Upside down. Yeah, you do. I was doing the math in my head.
Is any of them
works.
A negative number?
No, Aaron. Or none zero? Of them is. None's a negative number. None's a zero. But one of them, I don't think you will be surprised to know, is a fraction.
A negative number, like a number that's like, no one's ever going to love me. My job sucks.
Yeah, that's a negative. But what? But work the number part in there.
Instead of saying have a seat, you should say pull up a four. Because
what would someone do if they came into a restaurant and there was like, there's a four top?
I mean,
you
I
mean
know
a 16
it.
Top?
What if you went to the circus and they said, come to our four top? You're like, oh, that's not very big.
I know it.
You know it?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's 1.5 and 3.
Yeah. Damn, Aaron, IQ of 100 over here. Fucking aced it.
Scoops, 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 scoops.
Aaron, you got it absolutely right. It is 1.5 and 3. You both add them together and multiply them, and you get 4.5. Congratulations.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Uh-huh. Two people were right just now today. If you take a 4 and turn it upside down, isn't that a chair?
A cursive 4?
No. How do you write numbers in cursive?
Cursive 4 is just music. I know that doesn't make sense, but it will make sense to someone.
Yeah. If it does make sense to you, your IQ is also 100. So everyone in this...
And you're Maynard Keenan, and you see colors instead of numbers.
Okay, roll out. You guys ready for this? Roll
Ooh,
out.
Ludicrous.
Oh, fuck, this is a ludicrous...
What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that case?
Okay, tell me, who's your housekeeper and what do you keep in your house? What about diamonds and gold? Is that what you keep in your mouth?
That song used to be on the radio 24/7.
Yeah, I know that it used to be on the radio 24/7 because I still remember a lot of the lyrics to it. God, what a good song. Okay, so one of the most important tasks I have for you, the innkeeper told his new cellar boy, is keeping track of how much ale and wine we have. He waved at the row of tall oak barrels along the cellar wall. You need to be able to tell me when I get to halfway down a barrel so I can start prepping its replacement. I don't want you using any filthy sticks in my beer, mind. You can take the lid off and look, nothing more. Ah, don't look like that, lad. Telling halfway is easy. So, with no measuring device available other than your eyes and no indicators inside a barrel, how would you work out when the barrel is half empty?
I wouldn't. I would quit this job because this man talks down to me and fuck him.
You're a cellar boy, Adel. I'm sorry, but...
If you're gonna be a butler to your butler, you better get used to being a cellar boy.
Adel, you don't get more bottom than cellar boy.
You are the bottom of... You're not even a man, you're a boy. And you're not even in, like... regular yeah. part of a house, you're in the cellar.
You're not a basement
boy.
Man, you're a cellar boy.
Bye, cellar.
Attic man, attic king, and cellar boy.
That's my riddle. It's like attic king in the evenings, cellar boy in the morning.
You know, I think if I was in medieval times and I had sex, I'd be a cellar bottom.
I would not have sex in the medieval times. Number one, the smell. Number two, I would certainly get pregnant right away. Number three, I definitely don't want to give birth to a child during the medieval times. Number four, can't watch TV after.
Can you imagine? Hold on.
Can't watch TV after beat child mortality rates.
Number five, I don't want to fall in love.
Can you imagine trying to have
Number six, I'm not ready. Let's keep doing this.
Can you imagine trying to have sex and someone's like, oh, think I'm so horny.
I think I'd like to have sex with you.
I'm gonna come.
I killed chickens all day long and now I'm ready for sex.
This is closer to Ringo than my Ringo.
That's true.
I want to see a scene. Two of you are a medieval couple. And I don't want to put you in a situation where you just had sex because that's weird. So let's say that you're two medieval women talking about how hard it is to have sex in the medieval times.
I think it's how long it takes to get undressed that gets me.
Oh, hey, Carolyn, there are no men. There are no men around. We could not. We don't have to do that. There are no men around. Hey, trust me, I know. I'll use that voice as well, because if I do that, my husband's like, I'm going to sleep in the other room. So I do the
Sorry,
same.
Did someone say husband? Knock, knock.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're back. Did you get the butter and the chickens from the mark?
Sorry I said anything. Yikes.
I can't stop.
Jeffrey, go get the butters and the chickens from the market.
Can't listen to this much more. I'm going to head out. Bye.
Cannot stay.
Sorry, it's just really hard to go back into it. So I like.
It's like I know
like
you're a surf,
out.
But have some ambition.
Exactly.
You know, like.
Oh my god, yeah.
Surf's up.
God, he just spends all day surfing out there. Oh, I can't stand it. I don't. Carolyn, have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought like, why don't we just, you know, we get along so well. I like you. Why don't we cut the men out of the equation?
I will say, my favorite part of the day is when I get to brush your hair for an hour, because that's how long it takes.
Well, there are no barbers. There's nothing to cut, so it's just been growing since I was a little girl, and now I'm a grown woman, and I'm 15, maybe? This is truly a terrible time.
wait, he's coming back.
Hold on. Let me be 18.
he's coming back. He's coming back.
Ooh, oh, I wiped out. Pretty good, pretty big wave.
You some porridge from our strong man who's away from his surfed up.
Actually,
so
I'm gonna go hit the waves. I'm gonna go hit the waves again.
Surfing,
nah, I gotta go. I'm gonna go hit the waves.
Okay, I'll leave you soon.
I would love to keep talking, but my throat is bleeding, so I'm gonna need a minute.
See.
Oh yeah. And that kills us. That's how we die.
All right. I got some questions about your little riddle, JPC.
Okay.
Do you like listen and knock on the thing to see, like, hear the slashes?
Oh, that's a great question. No. So you are only using sight. You are only using sight. You're not using any knocking or auditory things.
So you can't like measure beforehand and then put like a little marker like inside the barrel.
No dirty sticks in my barrel.
But it could be on the outside of the barrel.
I don't know that it does not involve the answer to this does not involve using a marker, but I don't think a marker on the outside of the barrel.
And does he say no dirty sticks in my barrel or no dirty dicks in my barrel?
It's too hard to say.
JPC actually literally just double check.
I can't see
as if that was real.
It's too hard to say.
What if you tap it at the halfway point, and if it's like dripping out all the time, you're not halfway there, and if it stops dripping out, just ignore me. Just shove me out.
Oh, you're saying put the tap at the halfway point of the barrel, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a really good suggestion, but no, they're. In the medieval times, let's assume that there are no taps and they're just ladling it out of the top of the barrel.
Could you just lie?
I like that answer.
Always an option. You could just lie. You would get fired if you do. And you are a cellar boy. And this is the best job that you'll ever get. So this is your only chance at happiness.
So okay, it's sight alone, though?
It's sight alone.
Can you give us another hint?
So you can take the lid off and look, nothing more. So it's sight alone. You can only determine, the only way to determine if it is halfway full is by sight, but you can also still touch the barrel. You can manipulate the barrel in another way.
So you can turn it upside down?
Well, yes, if you want to just lose all the liquid. If you want to dump, you can dump it out. If you're done with the riddle, you can dump out the barrel.
You turn it like this way, horizontally, and then half is still half.
Aaron, you have hit the nail on top of the head, which is the exact right.
Oh my god, are you okay? Oh my god, Adel, I put a nail in JBC's head. Help me.
No, it's good. My IQ, I feel like it's rising. I feel like maybe there was something bad in my brain that caused me to do all the police horse stuff and like the ghost chickens.
Oh,
and
can
Riddles.
I just say, I just love Tom Hardy and IQ rising.
But yes,
you guys, Adel's doing all the jokes. He's figuring it out.
If you tip the barrel on its side just until the liquid inside touches the rim and then look in, the bottom of the barrel is visible at all, it's more than half empty. But if you tip it to the side and any of the barrel side is hidden, then it's more than half full. And if the liquid exactly reaches the joint, like if it's an even on the joint, then you know it's exactly at half. But that is correct, for the most part.
I kind of did it.
You got there. You got really close in that you basically got it.
Aaron, in my eyes, you're a goddamn superstar.
Thank you. I'm sorry I called you a cellar boy.
Wait, you did? Fuck
no,
you.
No, you're an addict king.
You're an addict king.
Not an addict king. You're an
just
addict
a little horse.
King.
Addle, this next riddle is named after you. The title of this riddle is Podcast Star.
Ooh.
I'm kidding. It's idiot.
I want to suck your drums.
So, the village of Whitchurch was home to a particularly celebrated idiot. He was well known throughout the region for always having the wrong idea about money. You see, whenever he was offered his choice of two coins, he would inevitably take the lowest value one, and then cavort off, utterly delighted with his erroneous choice. One clergyman, in particular, had trouble understanding why the fool behaved the way he did. He tried an entire range of combinations on the man, testing coins of different sizes, ages, and even shininess. Although the poor wretch seemed to have no idea of the meaning of value, he still somehow managed to always take the option that would leave him worse off. In the end, the clergyman was able to rule out the coin's weight, thickness, diameter, color, luster, and even age as the factor that made the idiot invariably descend on the offering of lesser value. It certainly wasn't just abysmal bad luck. So, how come the fool always took the less valuable coin?
I can't see inside a man's head. I don't know his reasonings.
Well, you can if you tip him halfway, and then you mm-hmm. can see.
Oh, okay. And then put
or
a nail
in. Take the nail out. Vision hole. Also, this riddle, shout out to the Shark Tank, but I was playing a video game, and this riddle was featured in that video game. And it's Near Automata. This riddle was in that game. And when I read this riddle, I was like, oh, holy shit, that was in that video game. It jogged my memory.
Well.
So why does this person, how does this person always take the lower value coin?
How come they always seem to take the less valuable of the coin? You can offer this person any two coins and they'll always take the less valuable one.
Is it the way that it's presented to him? Like the person who's giving it to him, like you can tell that they want to hold on to the more valuable coin?
No. Everyone genuinely, I think, is offering an even trade. Like they could take either coin.
And it's not like weight or scratchiness or anything like that.
It's not weight, thickness, diameter, color, luster, or even age.
And it has nothing to do with like the metal it's made out of?
It does not have to do with the metal that it's made out of, correct. You guys are asking all the right questions and you're really going to get us there.
So let's see, what else could be going on here? Can we get a hint?
Boy, oh boy. Let me see.
Does it have something to do with the actual coins, or does it have something to do with like the idiot's reasoning? Or
it has everything.
System?
It has everything to do with the reasoning.
Okay. So what do idiots like? Idiots like dogs named Spaghetti, girlfriends
Call of
named
Duty
Mariah.
Modern Warfare.
Dostoevsky. What is going on?
And it's his reasoning, but it has nothing to do with how it's presented.
It doesn't have to do with anything that's how it's presented. So let me read this part again. It's in the village of Whitchurch. It's home to a particularly celebrated idiot. He's well known throughout the region for always having the wrong idea about money. Whenever he was offered his choice of two coins, he would inevitably take the lowest value one and then cavort off, utterly delighted with his erroneous choice.
He's not like an animal. He's a man.
He's a man.
If there's nothing about the physical factors of the coin, I don't understand how he could tell. I don't know. This has stumped me.
This is how they sound, how they...
Call me a cut-down tree because I am cut down.
All right,
I'm
well,
a
here,
pile of sticks.
I'll give you a hint. Put yourself in this idiot's shoes. What, the shoes are painful?
Too hot?
The shoes too hot? I only microwaved them for 10 seconds.
Hot shoes.
The box says 10 seconds.
You know when you like sit in a spot on a couch where someone was just sitting and it's warmer? Same with shoes.
That's why they call them K-Swiss, because you have to melt them in the microwave for 10 seconds before you wear them. Too hot.
So we put ourselves in this idiot's shoes. What do we do?
Someone
now?
Comes up and they offer you the choice of two coins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now what, fucker?
I can give you the answer if you really want it, if you think you guys deserve it.
Yeah, this really stumped. This is a hard. Great riddle because I'm a little bit lost.
So it's a little bit of a tricky language because it's called idiot, and they refer to him as an idiot and a fool multiple times in the riddle. But the quote-unquote idiot knew perfectly well that as soon as he took the more valuable coin, people would lose interest and stop giving him money. But until then, people would just keep giving him money. So this guy actually knew the value of the coins. He would always take the lowest value one so that people would be more encouraged to be like, try this stupid guy out.
Hmm. Oh, he was a genius.
Yeah, I guess secret genius. We couldn't get it because we're not secret geniuses ourselves. We're very, very openly public idiots.
I mean, let me just say something. If you dedicate 90 days to being the town celebrity and you make $1.13 over 90 days while pouring all your time and energy into that, you're not a fucking genius.
This is medieval times.
And with inflation, $1.13, this guy'd be Jeff Bezos today. Let me ask you this, guys. I want to see a scene. Adel, we are all going to be three friends hanging out, and we're going to be talking about ordering a pizza. But you keep being in favor of ordering the shittiest pizza possible. Cool?
Great.
What are you guys thinking? Like pepperoni?
Cottage cheese.
Sorry, did you sneeze? What just happened?
Cottage cheese on the pizza.
Oh, Jeff, we're having pizza.
Yeah. Here's what you do. We tell them we want the thickest crust possible. We want a base, no marinara sauce. We want a base of cottage cheese, and then we want nutmeg on top.
I'm sorry. The base is not, it's not even a sauce. The cottage cheese
no
is
marinara,
not even cheese.
No Alfredo. We want cottage cheese and then nutmeg on top.
Jeff, I know we're all working late tonight, and this is just the Domino's app. So it's, I don't know that, unless you had a different pizza place in mind that kind of does more specialty stuff, or...
What's your like second choice of pizza, Jeff?
Yeah, what's your second? Let's go something that maybe everyone can enjoy. So like a nice neutral, like a default second choice.
Okay, a
sausage and mushrooms. I would do
melted popsicle.
Did you sneeze again? say what?
Melted
again,
popsicle.
Jeff? Now I got to know: is that the base, the sauce, the cheese, or the topping?
So tell me it's not the crust.
You have them not make anything out of dough. You have them melt a popsicle, put that into a pizza pan. Uh-huh. Melt a popsicle, pour it into a pan, refreeze it, top that with cilantro, put it in the oven, and then ship it over to us.
Okay, again, ship it over to us. Is this like an international... Jeff, again, we're
so
using the Domino's app.
So it's melted juice with cilantro in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm sorry.
Have you
maybe
used
I'm an
the
idiot,
Domino's
but I don't
app?
Understand the problem.
All right, Jeff, third choice.
Yeah, maybe something, Jeff, those are great. Those are great maybe like solo pizza ideas for just you or when you're with your family. But let's try to think of something that everybody maybe could have like a couple slices of that we would all maybe enjoy eating.
A couple slices. Oh, okay. Kraft cheese, Kraft singles.
Okay, sort of.
So cheese, that's good.
That's the cheese, right?
We love the idea. So why don't we just do a cheese? Jeff, would you eat just a cheese pizza?
I would eat just cheese.
Okay.
Okay.
So you want us to just order cheese from Domino's?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they can put it in a little cup for you.
Okay. I think I have it.
Okay.
I can't guarantee you don't.
Let's believe in him.
Admittedly, I feel like a fool, but because of, I have to admit, for this one, we would have to call them and not use the app. We would have to call them. So we start with gingerbread. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, we're with
you
so far.
Okay. Then we do marzipan, fondant, Skittles.
Sure. You say fondant like fondant?
Fondant.
Okay.
Skittles. Okay. We do some rosemary, some sage. Okay. We top that with a CD.
Okay.
And then we put pants on it. We put pants on it.
Sure.
What CD?
Diamonds on the Soles of My Shoe. What's that? Graceland?
Tell me about it. Paul Simon album.
Yeah, Paul Simon album.
Paul Simon album. Mm-hmm.
Put pants on it.
Okay, gotcha.
Belts on the pants. Roll up the cuffs on the pants. Stuff those with eggplant.
Okay.
Put little shoes on them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hot shoes, cold shoes?
Warmed.
Microwave 10
warmed,
seconds.
Warmed.
Sure.
Put those pants on a scarecrow and have it walk over.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you know what? Actually, Paul Simon sounds really good right now.
Why don't we skip dinner tonight? Let's just go back to doing our lung cancer research.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. It's so dark.
I like that we're working late, and the thing we're working late on is lung cancer.
Well, we care, Adel.
Whew, I had a rough night. I pulled an all-nighter trying to solve cancer.
Yeah, but if you could have done it in one night, you'd be singing a different tune. This one is, this one, the title of this riddle is called Riddle Me Re. Riddle Me Re.
Riddle Me Re.
Ever speaking, still awake. Please most when most I speak. The delight of old and young. Though I speak without a tongue. Not but one thing can confound me, many voices joining round me. Then I fret and rave and gabble, like the laborers of Babel. I can bleat or I can sing, like the warblers of the spring. Let the lovesick bard complain, and I mourn the cruel pain. Let the happy swain rejoice, and I join my helping voice. Though a lady I am stout, drums and trumpets bring me out. Then I clash and roar and rattle, join in all the din of battle. Much I dread the courtier's fate when his merit's out of date. For I hate a silent breath, and a whisper is my death.
Huh, a lot to unpack here.
Ringo Starr.
Is it, I want to suck your drums and trumpets.
Mandolin, organ, piano, guitar.
It is not an instrument, but that's a okay. That's a great guess.
Echo, wind.
You got it.
An egg.
Is it echo? You it's did echo. The trifecta of echo, wind, and egg, and it was one of them? Oh, guys, that's echo? A new t-shirt. I never say that's a new t-shirt, but echo, wind, and egg. Echo,
if we ever,
period,
if we ever started
period,
Earth, Wind,
egg,
and, if we ever start an Earth, Wind, and Fire cover band, it has to be called Echo, Wind, and Egg.
Which we should.
I love that wind should. Is still in there.
I feel like we should start it this September.
The great we should have Demi back on to guest on an episode.
There you go.
We do that. The great thing about this was I read this whole riddle earlier today. I read that the answer was echo. I was like, it doesn't even matter what the riddle is. They're gonna get it. They'll guess echo eventually. And it was the second thing out of your fucking mouth.
That's our dirty secret is anytime you don't know the answer to a riddle, if you guess echo, wind, or egg. 50% of the time, you're right 100% of the time.
Okay, and while we're telling dirty secrets, Aaron, do you have any dirty, filthy secrets that you would like to plug, perhaps?
I heard that Adel had a toe surgery and that JPC didn't graduate peanut butter college.
We're going to cut all this out of the air.
Follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram. I have some projects coming out soon that I'm excited about. So check me out there, and or AaronKeefe2 on Twitter, whatever you want to do. Adel?
I would like to promote a podcast I was on called All's Fair in Lava and Floor. It is a podcast that reviews the hit show The Floor is Lava with a couple of friends of mine. So please check that out. All's Fair in Lava and Floor.
JBC?
That's a new show, right?
Yeah.
No, it's from 2010.
The show came out, I think, last month, maybe? And then I think the podcast is, I think I was on episode 2, so the podcast is very recent as well.
So this is, you can always follow me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. I play video games over there. I stream. I've been streaming other things too. I've been streaming board games and stuff there too. But follow me over on Twitch. Even if you don't use
that
Twitch, give me a follow.
Coming from afar.
I also have this from my 24-hour charity stream that I did like a couple months ago. A person bought some plugs, and I finally nailed down their plugs. So follow A Girl Named Truck on Twitch. Follow Speed_Dad on Twitch. Follow Tessica Kirk Art on Instagram. Hit up at Raphasaur anywhere you need to talk to someone. Listen to Neo Scum. Listen to the Campaign podcast. And that's it. And donate to your local Black Lives Matter fund.
Did you say Speed Dad? Is that a dad who can't be under the age of 55?
Yeah, it's a dad who can't
That's
drive
funny.
Under 55.
That's funny. I like that. My brain's moving slow, but I like that. Yeah.
And that concludes my plugs. Aaron, I can't believe when you and Adel were talking about this earlier in the episode, I completely fucking spaced on it. I am loving this reality TV show. It's from 2002. So what they do is it's this whole, I guess, these 9 friends that have to live together in one solar system. But get this, there's one of these dickheads that cannot get along with everyone else.
Earth?
Would you take a guess? No.
Gotta be Earth.
Bye
what
forever.
A fucking dick.
Huh? 107 episodes, still getting surprised.
Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.